Okay, this week, Parshas Kisavai, as always, the Torah Shemir is responsible for Gashem and Ramah Relev. So let's begin at the beginning, the Parsha Bikurim. The Parsha Bikurim, as we know, is the Parsha where a person, Rashi tells us, would go down to the field as soon as he sees any of the Shivas Haminim budding, and would tie around it a little string, and then wait till the harvest time, and that's the first of what was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal tell us that the reason for this was, when he arrives at the Beis HaMikdash, we see he says to the Kohen, "Vosa l'Kohen Asheiyeh b'Yomim Mohem v'Amar Teilov." And he says to the Kohen, "He gadeti hayoyim l'Hashem Elokecha ki vosi el Aretz Hashem Nishba Hashem l'Avisinu Los Yisloim." I'm telling today to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have come to Eretz Yisrael, the land that He promised to my fathers. Says Rashi, what's this introductory statement that he makes to the Kohen? Says Rashi that he comes and he says, "V'Amar Teilov," this whole thing of "He gadeti hayoyim." She'eincha kofui toiva, that he's not kofui toiv. In other words, he's not ungrateful. On the contrary, he's extremely grateful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu having provided him with his parnasa for this year. So there's a beautiful shtickle of the Sefer Kav HaYosha. The Sefer Kav HaYosha brings from the Sefer HaCharedim. He says like this: Umiya she'eir olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu chut shel chesed. Someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shone upon him a veil of chesed. He saved him from all pitfalls. He should have in front of him constantly and something to remind him of the Chaste Hashem. And one shouldn't be ungrateful. Any person who has been zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed them and bestowed upon them a flow of bracha, that he's merited to sit in his house, in quiet and in tranquility and in security, and his parnasa is sorted out for him. It's not just enough to sit there and say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, everything's going good," or to think that. No, a person must give shabach vaidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the brachas in his life. Says the Kav HaYosha, and how the Sefer HaCharedim warns, "Shezeu michlam mitzvas asei, shel higadeti hayoyim l'Hashem Elokecha, kivosi el ha'aretz." The Sefer HaCharedim learns that there's a mitzvah asei that the person says when he brings his bikurim, and a subsidiary of that mitzvah asei is that any person who is zocher to any sort of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu must articulate that gratitude in shavach v'edoah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kav HaYosha, "Mikan azhora al bnei adam ha-mekablin toiva v'ashua me'Hashem Yishbach." From here is a warning to any human being who receives goodness and a flow of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Shetzrichim litein shavach v'yedoya v'loy likrois koil kuvlano k'derech tzori ha'ayin asher yoyse me'asher noysin lohem Hashem mozin u'michyo kol yomeim yoyse im boichim im koivim neged ha'olam ki'ilu she'in lohem pas lechem le'echol." Says one mustn't be ungrateful. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon a person bracha, one shouldn't go around with complaints as if that person is lacking that type of bracha. It's the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them a tremendous amount of, or has given them parnasa, and they go around complaining and crying, ki'ilu, they haven't got bread to eat. V'chol toiv ein b'yodam, chol kam v'nosam, and the whole intention is to be miserly. They don't want people coming to their homes to ask for assistance. On the contrary, a person part of the mitzvahs asei of Higadeti Hayoyim is a person must constantly be grateful and sing Shevach Vahidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what one has received. The Tefer Shlema, the Radomska, says that one has to be very careful about this, because if a person is ungrateful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take away the bracha. He says, as the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, "Kol mi she'ino kirea b'moidim, l'soif nase nochosh." Anyone who doesn't bow down by Moedim, that means Gomer Baba Kama Tezayin, anyone who doesn't bow down by Moedim, so he doesn't express his gratitude to the full extent, he'll become a nochosh. Asked the Radomska, what's the explanation of this? Why a nochosh? So he says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samachay, says, "V'nochosh ofar lachmai." As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the nochosh after his Zavera, whatever you get, your food will always be there, but it won't taste of anything. Whatever he has, it tastes of dust. So he says, someone who doesn't bow down by Moedim, isn't grateful to the full extent for the brachas in their lives, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, be like the nochosh, you won't taste any pleasantness, chas v'shalom, in a person's life. And if it's din, he becomes like the end, he becomes like a nachosh, and everything tastes like dust, and that's what it is. It says there's an amazing story that's told about the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv Shalom. It's a Yid who was in a particular tzara, a serious tzara, and he got saved. He came out of his tzara, he was very lucky. And he wanted to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was racking his brains. What can he do to express Shevach Vayedoah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he wasn't sure. He thought maybe he'll set up some gemachim. He wasn't sure what to do. So he came to the Nesiv Shalom, and he asked him, he said, you know, he had some idea for some gemach he'd like to set up. And he told him about it, and he wanted to go through the pros and cons of whether to do this or not. So the Nesiv Shalom said to him, if you listen to me, don't do anything. Remain with that debt of gratitude in your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remain with that. I don't know how to express my debt of gratitude. I'll set up a gemach, and suddenly I'll think I'm paying HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, and now Nachtasir probably owes me more. No. Remain with that. That's this expression of this. The person must try and always remain ultimately grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he's given us. In past years, we mentioned the kasha. We mentioned eight teretz. I'd like to suggest or share with you a few more teretzim that I've seen this year. The Yid who brings his bikurim says, we know he says this opening statement of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kohen then holds the basket together with him. They do the tnufa, and he puts it down and he gives it back to the Yid. And the Yid says these four psukim from which the Haggadah Shel Pesach is taken. And when he eventually says, "Vayutzieinu Hashem Mitzrayim," HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, it's talking through the gratitude, full extent of the gratitude is to go back to our history, that Lavan chased us, and Bilam, and if it's the same person, or it's an Enikel, or son, or whatever it was, until eventually, "Vayivieinu Alamokim Azeh," "Vayiten Lonu Es Aretz Hazois." So Rashi says, "Vayivieinu Alamokim Azeh," he brought us to this place, to the Beis HaMikdash, "Vayiten Lonu Es Aretz Hazois," and he gave us this land, Eretz Yisrael. And the Kasha is asked, Chassam Sofer asks, it's the wrong way around. The Chida asks, Ben Eshchai asks, the Zerah Shimshon asks, it's the wrong way around. The Rebbeinu Shem brought us first into Eretz Yisrael, and then to the Beis HaMikdash. Several hundred years later. What does the Pasuk mean that the Yid should come in and he should say, Vayivieinu el amokim hazeh, you brought us to this Beis HaMikdash, Vayitin on Esar HaSodos, and you gave us this land. It's chronologically in an incorrect order. So, there's a sifri that says, "Ma Talmud leima vayivieinu el amokim hazeh, bischar biyoseinu el amokim hazeh, nosa nonu es haaretz hazois." Meaning, it was almost like in credit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw that we were going to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that we were going to do afforded us in the past being able to get into Eretz Yisrael. It was the schus of the karbonos. So it was almost like the Brishmin Abbasarim. They had the pieces of the karbonos on either side, and the Shechin and Avraham Avinu went through. Credit. And that was to say, yeah, it was on credit, but what for? In the schus of avodah that will be done in the Beis HaMikdash, you get this land. So, meaning, not that he physically brought us to this place. He brought us in the schus of this place to Eretz Yisrael. The Chidah, That's a Chassam Sofer in the Sifri from a Medrash. Chidah says, Teretz, which we've mentioned in the past, that there's a Targum Yonis Menuziel in Parashas Yisroi, when it says, "V'esa etzchan amal kamfi nesharim," I carried you upon eagle's wings to out of Mitzrayim. It says Targum Yonis Menuziel on the night of Pesach, the first ever Pesach, say the night in Mitzrayim. "V'esa etzchan amal kamfi nesharim" means the Rebbeinu Shloilam transported Klal Yisrael on clouds, like as if they were on eagle's wings, to the Mokem HaMikdash, where they had their Korban Pesach, and he returned them back to Mitzrayim in time for Chatzos, for Makas Bechoris. So in fact, Klal Yisrael had been in the Mokem HaMikdash before they ever went into Eretz Yisrael. Because V'esu Eschem Makan V'Nashorim, on that Seder night, by Neis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to Haram and Riyah, and then returned them to Mitzrayim, without them going into Eretz Yisrael. They were above the airspace, but it wasn't it, and therefore chronologically actually is true. A boy in school, when I said this over to them, said, "Okay, but if that's the case, then really it should have come before the pasuk that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, because Vayitzienu b'Mitzrayim only happened the next morning. So, it's a good kasha. Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zeichet Tzadik L'Vracha, my Rebbe, said over from his friend, Matzios Solomon, he said that in the Nusach, the Bach says, the Bach in Simon Reish Ches, when he talks about the Nusach of Ala Michyo that we say, in the Bracha, V'noichal mipirio v'nisba mituvo. We should be able to eat from its fruit and we should be satisfied from its goodness. So the Bach, what does this mean? What does it mean that we should eat from its fruit and be satisfied from its goodness? So he says there's a special shefa that goes into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Kozman, we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha infused the fruits of the land with a unique taste, such that after the Churban, the fruits didn't taste the same as they had done prior to the Churban. And therefore we daven, v'noichal mipirio, let us be able to go back to Eretz Yisrael and eat from its fruits, v'nisba mituba, and then we'll be satiated from and satisfied from the tov, from the goodness which is a result of the Shekhinah being in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that could possibly be also what the Pasuk is saying over here. Vayivienu el amokim hazeh. We thank King HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're bringing here our fruits, we're bringing here the Shiva Saminim, we're thanking for the fruits and the pranos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've brought us to this place, the Beis HaMikdosh, because we have a Beis HaMikdosh, there's now Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, there's therefore a beautiful taste in the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're now thanking you for Eretz Yisrael as well. When we're bringing these fruits from which we're enjoying the Tuva of it, the Kedusha, which infuses it with a special taste, what does that come from? The fact that we have a Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore we say that first. In a similar way, but in a different way, the Zera Shimshon, he brings from the Zohar Kodesh in Parashat Vayakel, where he says there are mechitzas that separate between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world. Spiritual barriers that separate between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world. And so too, he says, bein rokia hanirka be'Eretz Yisrael, ovein rokia shalavir Eretz Ha'amim, between the rokia that is over Eretz Yisrael and the rokia of Eretz Ha'amim, there's also a spiritual barrier that keeps the two apart. And he says, these mechitzas go up all the way until the Kisei HaKavod. V'hashivim sorim shel ha'umos oimdim mirochik alpayim amo. The 70 celestial angels of the nations of the world are distanced from these mechitzas 2,000 amos, such that they have no shlita in Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, their nations can't come into Eretz Yisrael. However, says the Zohar HaKadosh, when the Gezerah of the Churban took place, the permission was given for the Malachim of Persia and Greece to come into the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. Once the Malachim were allowed in other words, the barriers that had been created to create a barrier between the Rokia of Eretz Amim and the Rokia of Eretz Yisrael, which kept out the Malachim of the nations of the world, were taken down, and HaKadosh Baruch allowed these two Malachim in, then their nations could come in and attack as well. So therefore he says, when we had a Beis HaMikdosh, then these Mechitzas were there, and that prevented the Malachim of any of these nations from coming into Eretz Yisrael. Once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, those went away. So he says, that's what the Pasuk is telling us as well. We're bringing here, we're talking about the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. He says, V'hashra yuvua ha-kosuf, v'yitin lono es ha-oret ha-zois, dahainu lono mamish, shetia kulo shelonu levad v'lei lezorim. The Ebishna gave us this entire land, lono, v'yitin lono es ha-oret ha-zois, he gave us this land. But how's it ours and no one else's? Only because he first gave us the Mokam HaMikdosh. Once the Mokam HaMikdosh was built, the Rebbeinu Shleiman, besides for getting Klal Yisrael to establish and build and have that Beis HaMikdosh Lamato, it was Kenega Beis HaMikdosh Lamato, and then those Mechitzas were erected so that nothing would be able to enter, no Umas HaOlam would be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Once that has gone away, so we're talking about, it may look like it's incorrectly in the chronological order, but in importance and what it makes it into out. You brought us to this Beis HaMikdosh. And once there was a Beis HaMikdosh, those mechitzas between the Rokia of the rest of the world and the Rokia of Eretz Yisrael were established, such that now it's Lonu. Now the land belongs to us and no one else can come in. The Kananim are kicked out and no one else can come into us. The Ben Ish Chai, he says that the Mari Al-Ghazi says that when the Beis HaMikdosh was built, one of the reasons for the Beis HaMikdosh was being built was to justify the fact that Klal Yisrael would be able to justify to the rest of the world that which we say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. The nations of the world came and they said, you're thieves, you're robbers, you've taken Eretz Yisrael from the Canaanim, it doesn't belong to you. First, Rashi Al HaTorah, to which we respond, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, the land is all mine. I gave it to these people, I took it away from those, and I gave it to others, and then I took it away from them, and I gave it back to Klal Yisrael. So he says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Eretz Yisrael to us now, what's the raya? Sorry, not what's the fact. What's the raya that Eretz Yisrael is now ours? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the woman, hey, I've taken it away from the Canaan, I've now given it to Klal Yisrael. What's the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to us? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says to Klal Yisrael, go and build a Beis HaMikdash and bring me Karbonus in there. But the Rabbanu Shalom says in Yishaya Perek Samaches that he is soine gezel ba'ola. He hates something that's stolen being brought as a carbon. If Eretz Yisrael was stolen, he wouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash in there for us to bring him Karbonus. If he doesn't like stolen Karbonus, he's not going to get us to build him the place to bring Karbonus on stolen land. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to build a Beis HaMikdash there tells us that land is truthfully ours. And therefore, the Pasuk says like this, the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us to the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, now we know that this land must be ours because he would never have asked us to build a Beis HaMikdash on land that was not his. Or not ours. Later on in the Brochus of the parsha, we have a pasuk like this: Perek Chof Ches, pasuk Beis. We know B'Hayom Shemaya Tishma B'Kol Hashem Elokecha, and it says Uvo Alecha Kara Brochos Ha'Ele. All these brochos will come to you, V'Hisigucha, and they will overtake you. They'll catch you up. Kisishma B'Kol Hashem Elokecha. Because you listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an interesting lesson. These brachas are all going to come and they're going to chase you. They're going to catch you up. Also, we'll start with this. The Tzvi Hashfeber points out, it says, the lesson of Ki Sishma is a lesson of future, not Ki Shoma, Ki Sishma. Ubo Alecha Kol HaBrachos Ha'ile. All these rocks will come to you, they'll catch you up. Because you are going to listen to Hashem. So that's his first observation. He says, then if we look later on, in the Psukim where it talks about it by the Teichocha, so there, by the Teichocha, it's in, later on in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Ches Vav, a few Psukim, it says, V'hoyem, lo yisishma b'kol Hashem l'kecho, lishmi shvila asu yis, komet zoyis b'kol Hashem l'kecho, v'hoyem, 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 the Kolos will come and they'll catch you up. When he talks about the brachos, it says, and hisigucha is written chaser. When he talks about the Kolos and it says, it's written male. Yeah, it's a ha'ara in of itself. The Mepharshim ask this, excuse me, look at that. The Rishuni Hashfeber first of all points out that the fact that the Torah uses a lashon of kisishma because you will listen tells us that the bracha already comes to Klal Yisrael by the time they make the Kabbalah. We don't actually have to have yet done the mitzvahs. Being makabel on ourselves, showing our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our deep rots and to want to do his mitzvahs already affords us the bracha that brachas will chase us. He says that's why? Because you're going to listen, not because kishama, not because you heard already. Kisishma. It's on credit. The brachas come to us on credit. In the same way that he quotes from the Putim, the Yotzers that we say on Shabbos and Varchin of Chodesh Nisan. We say it's Chodesh Shabo Yeshua is makifos, that Yeshuas are surrounding us. Or a lashon of hakofa. If a person buys from the chenvani by hakofa, means he buys on credit. It's a chodesh where Yeshua is makiva. Yeshua can be given out on credit. On what? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives brachas on credit. You're makabel to do my mitzvahs. You're makabel to be part of Kiddush Shem Shemaim. And that's relevant for us in the coming weeks, that Rebbeinu Shem wants us to be makabel. The Siyat Dishmai will come, but the brachas already can be there with our Kabbalah. That's all that's required for those brachas to come and chase us. And chase us. The Ben Ish Chai says, well, what does it mean that brachas have to chase after a person? Normally a person doesn't need to be chased after to find the bracha. Sorry? Oh, so the same thing, yeah, yeah. What does he mean? To what extent? So he said it's a tremendous bracha. The Dovid HaMelech was saying that as well. That somehow, there are some people who, the Rebbe Shem gives them bracha, that it chases them. It means they can be doing something which doesn't make sense that they should be making parnasa from it. So Ben Ish Chai, ad kedei, a person can go to a far off land, buy merchandise and bring it to a place where that merchandise is produced. And it's cost much less in its place of origin. But he's gone somewhere and bought it for an extremely high price. Somehow the Rebbe Shem, when he comes back, that thing he is able to sell for a crazy thing. That's vehisigucha, it'll chase after you. He says a story that, there was a fellow in his city, Mr. Man is in Baghdad, they heard that there was a huge shipment of fish that arrived. And there was a very, very, very chosher fish. Normally this fish was extremely expensive, obviously because they found a huge catch. So they were selling it for cheap. So this Shlomazel's wife was telling him, no, get up and go and buy a fish. I need Kenish. There was a butler in Otzel. In the end, because his wife drove him mad, so he went. He comes out to the market. There was a shop that was selling lower grade fish. I'm trying to get rid of his fish, but because this huge stock of the expensive fish which had arrived and was being sold for so cheap, everyone was going after that. And now this guy in his shop of lower grade fish wasn't being able to shift anything. But he saw this simple guy walking in. He thought, well, I'll chop around, I'll get him now. So he brings him, he says to him, come here, I'll give you a whopping big fish that you can... So, no, I can't, my wife told me I have to get the other fish. She goes, no, she won't know, just take this. Look what you'll get, look how much you'll be able to eat from it. He says, yeah, but it's not a good fish. You make it, so he gives him a whole idea. He says, fine, in the end, he succumbs to the pressure, he buys it, he races home, he's got a whole idea, he quickly cuts it all up into tiny pieces. His wife shouldn't recognize which fish it is. And even if she would, by then it's all cut up. And as he's getting to cutting in deeper into the kish, because he finds this unbelievable stone. So he ran to one of the ashirim in town, and he shows him, this person who worked in this, and he's like, he's marvels at the, where did you get this from? He tells him the whole story. He says, the Ben Ish Chai, and this Yid in response said to him, do you know how I became wealthy? There was a certain place.
He listened to his wife.
Yeah, that was last week's part. So he said that we used to go to this place every year. They used to go for a holiday to some resort. They would pitch their tent, and everyone pitched their tents in this area. But I don't know, it's near water, and that's what they had there. Every year they pitched on one certain place. Everyone came, they pitched. There was no fixed place, but they happened to have their designated spot every year. One year they didn't get that designated spot. Someone had got there before them, pitched their tent a few centimeters away, and as he was putting in one of the pegs of his tent, he hit something, some metal, dug a little bit deeper and found a metal plate or some metal chest with an unbelievable amount of wealth inside it. These people have been there for years and didn't hit on it. It's the bashefa, it's v'hisigucha. It will chase after you and it can catch up with you. Says the...
So it doesn't mean necessarily just chase after and go and keep at him.
So why takab does it say v'hisigucha choser by the brochus and v'hisigucha male by the klolus? So the Shach says, by the brachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a person, it's written choser, because it's given bracha by bracha, drip by drip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to experience each bracha, have hanoah from each. If it would all come in one go, he wouldn't necessarily have that hanoah, nocha bracha, unocha bracha, and nocha bracha, and nocha bracha. The Rishon wants him to have that. When a person needs to get to chocha, the Rishon says, you know what, give him all in one go. It shouldn't be nocha clap, and nocha clap, and nocha clap. One lot of clap, and then it's done. That's why he says that by the Rabbeinu Bachai says that by the klolus it's written Molly. That with that extra vav, hinting to the fact that vav is the vav hachibur that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is with him. It's joining on to something. The vav hachibur joining with the Rabbeinu Shlomo is there with him. Ima anochi b'tzara. He says also that way you have the pasuk. It says, you've got the last two letters of the Hisig and then Vav Chof The Vav Chaf is 26, that's the Eibishter, the Eibishter's with him, Imo Anochi B'tzara, and the Pasuk begins and ends also with the Vav and a Chaf. That's why it's also to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us. That's why there's Mali. A person should know and have a chizuk, you know, when a person gets bracha, Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. When a person, when it's hard times, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with them as well. They know that the Hisigucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, is there. One of the things in the Kol that we told is Tachas Ashloi Avadatos Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leva Meroiv Kol. So the Shem Shmuel brings from his father, from the Avnei Nezer, that he told him in the name of Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasseva. He says, because we weren't B'Simcha, that's why we get such an oinus. Tachas Rabbi said, oh, there's a lot of other things we could have done wrong. Because we weren't B'Simcha, see, there's not being B'Simcha is a sign that we're not doing our avodah from the pnimius of who we are. And it's a little superficial. And because it's superficial, it means that we're not connecting with our pnimius. As soon as a person's not connecting with their pnimius, and it's superficial, that causes also kina, tachrus, and a person isn't involved in being connected with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And Mimela, it creates period levels. And that's why, when a person does avodah B'Simcha, in order to do it B'Simcha, I really have to get into the core of who I am. One can't pretend to be b'real, in real Simcha. And when one does that, the person, he says, you know, a mechusa eva can't go out to Milchama. Someone's missing a limb can't go out to Milchama. Why not? So this is what the Shem Shmuel brings from his father, the Avnei Nezer. He says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Moirachem v'chitchem yiyu al kol chayas ha'aretz. Your fear and your dread will be on all the chayas of the aretz. He says, the nations of the world, klapi klad Yisrael, are chayas ha'aretz. And why are they afraid of us? Because of the Tzelem Elokim that we have. A person has a Tzelem Elokim, and that's why Yonason and Noisik Halov chased away the whole Machane Plishtim in Shmuel Aleph, Ferek Yudalad. He says, in Mechus Eva, he's lacking a chelek of the Tzelem Elokim. For whatever reason, the Eibishter decided that in this Gilgul he's not going to have it or whatever, but he's missing a chelek of the Tzelem Elokim b'shlemus. And therefore, you won't have the Morach and the Chitchem, you are called. He says, when Klal Yisrael, how do they have the Shechino on their Tzelem Elokim, which causes the Umas Oinah to be afraid of us? Through all the mitzvahs, the Ramach Ivorim, Keneged, the Ramach Mitzvahs Aseh, the Shagidim Keneged, Shasam Mitzvahs Aseh, observance of them brings the Kedusha on us, that brings the Tzelem Elokim, that makes the Umas Oinah afraid of us. So, but we can't all, no one person can be Mekayim, all 630 mitzvahs. How does it work? How do we have the Tzelem Elokim? Only when there's Achdus amongst us. When there's Achdus amongst us, then the Tzelem Elokim rests on us, and therefore we can make all the Umas Oinah afraid of us. So if Klal Yisrael and Rachmanei Tzlan are not Be'achdus, then they're missing the Tzelem Elokim on part of them. And in Meila, that's where the Churban comes, and the Umas Oinah can actually take us on and get rid of us. So we see the Tachta Shalei Avadat Hashem and Akechem, B'Simcha V'Tuv Rerev of Meroiv Koil, when we weren't over B'Simcha, that was a simon that we weren't being over from the Pnimius of our hearts. We weren't over from the Pnimius of our hearts. We weren't connected to each other. If we're not connected to each other, then the Shechina doesn't reside on the Ramach Ivorim Shetagidim of any one person, because we need each other. If we don't have each other, we can't have that Shechina resting on us. Mimela, that is what brought the Churban. And that's why, in the run-up to Eiz Hashem, we begin this coming week, Shabbos Slichas, we begin asking our Kaddish Baruch for Slichas. As Rabbi Aaron Kalina used to say, we don't say Slichas, we ask for Slichas, and we begin our ascendancy towards the Yom HaDin, which the Sefer HaChinuch says is the biggest tova that our Kaddish Baruch could have done for us, for the world and for us. He says, our Kaddish Baruch B'Chachmasa Eliyona created a world within which we would drift from our Kaddish Baruch. We're in a current, the current of our Yetzirah, which has been with us since we were born, long before our Yetzirah was given to us, and in a world that is conducive for that Yetzirah. And that current is schlepping us away. And if the Rebbeinu Shlomo wouldn't give us every year a date where he would, so to speak, visit us and make a reckoning on where we're holding, we would just drift and drift and drift, and then the world would have to be destroyed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year brings us back. It's a massive chizuk that. If we think about it, it tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in a world and with a who we are, that the nature and the order of events is that we will drift. And he's going to bring us back. The Yetzer Hara will try and say, ah, you drifted again, now you've lost it, you know, you're never going to get back. No. Rosh Baruch Hu knew that it was going to happen, and that's why he made Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it's a Moed, and that's why it's a day of Simcha incorporated within it, within all the Pachad, there is Simcha in it, because it is Kiyum Ha'olam. If not for that, we would drift away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would lose our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and need to be, and the world would have to be destroyed again. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this day so that we come back, and we come back, we revisit, we realign ourselves, we reconnect, and if during the time we drift away again, we mechazik ourselves, okay, that's, we know that that was gonna happen, and Rabbeinu Shem knew it was gonna happen, and that's why he's giving us Rosh Hashanah in the coming year. And therefore, we use this opportunity to reconnect and realign ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Be'ezah Hashem, we should be ready, ultimately, to have a year full of bracha and simcha, tikhla Hashanah, bekilah loiseo, that by laning the klolos, that should be the kiyum of the klolos, and that should all end, and we should be zoicha to come ready, Be'ezah Hashem, next week. Mashiach Shitkinu should be here already, and if not, we'll, Be'ezah Hashem, talk a little bit more about Rosh Hashanah and about the upcoming days.